Would you ever schedule time to worry?
I've never thought about it. It's never crossed my mind.
10% of young people say that they schedule out time every single day of their life to just have a little worry session. I don't think that that would be that great for me.
No?
I'd always go overtime. Yeah, like I'd schedule it from 5 to 5:30 or whatever, but then I'd think of something to worry about at like 5:29 that takes me down a whole rabbit hole of other things to worry about. Then I'm worrying the rest of the night. I can't pick a specific time to worry about something.
I think you're wrong. I think this is genius. Just because they say, like, if you want to get better at writing, it's really good to make sure you write at the same time every day and like have an allotted time, because it kind of gets your, like, it's muscle memory. It's training your brain to be like, okay, it's 2 p.m. I'm going to be writing. Mm-hmm. And so I think it would help, because right now I just worry all the time. And I think maybe it would help with that, that I wouldn't be worrying all the time if my brain knew, like, babe, we got this. We can make it till 2 p.m.
If right now was your designated worry time, what would you be worrying about?
Oh, my, I feel like everything.
Same. but is there one specific thing that you worry about more than others? Like, because I worry about the things that I worry about are not that helpful.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I worry about things that are, like, really out of my control for the most part. Like, I worry about getting mugged walking to my car in the morning. I have a 5-minute worry sesh about that just because it's so early and everything. Mm. So that's a big worry for me. And maybe that's helpful, like keeping my head on a swivel type of thing. But I don't know. What are you worried about? What do you worry about most? 601-995-1017.
I say what I waste my time worrying about the most is, like, my body, myself, what I look like examining, do I have a new wrinkle? Do I feel like I have too much body fat around my legs? Like, that's a waste of energy. I don't know why I do it, but I do it, and I'm wasting a lot of time worrying about it.
With 10% of young people scheduling time out of their day to worry about things, I want to know what your wasteful worries are. 601-995-1017. It's Adam and Allison on Y101. That's such a good way to put this, because there are good things that you can worry about.
Right. Like, I worry about my dog, Sealy, but I think that that is good because he's a dog. He can't really take care of himself. He needs an adult to look out for him.
But if you're at work, like, you know, in just a regular day, do you worry about him? Have you worried about him yet this morning?
Not this morning, but I know he doesn't like storms. So, like, anytime we're here on a stormy day, I do get worried about him. Like, should I have tried to bring him to work? Would that have made it worse? Like, he usually doesn't do well when I bring him to work.
So what good does the worrying do?
Valid. It could be a wasteful worry.
I mean, I'm not trying to judge or
no,
anything.
No, you're fine.
601-995-1017. Michaela texted us and said, I'm a waitress, so I'm constantly worried about forgetting something. That is a worry of mine. Like, I'm always worried I'm forgetting something, especially if I'm going on a trip. Like, I don't feel completely confident that I have remembered everything for a trip until the end of my trip, really, until I've gotten back and didn't need anything that I forgot.
So, little girl math here. I love being worried that I forgot something on a trip, as long as it's not my credit card, because then that just means I get to buy something. I love buying things.
Oh, but you did just remind me. I get so worried anytime I fly somewhere that I'm going to lose my ID while I'm gone, and then I'll just be stranded wherever I'm at.
That is a valid worry. Adrian has a wasteful worry. She's says, I worry about my sons getting older and marrying a girl that I don't get along with.
That's awesome, Adrian. Thank you for that.